No, it isn't cast. I'll just say a steel skillet, because I'm not sure what it's made out of.
Okay, and what can be used to make tea? Yeah. It's called a tea.
Teapot.
Or tea. This is the name of also things that are pretty big and they can be hung over a fire. They're black. Fire.
Tea kettle.
Okay, and what would you call the containers in which you put cut flowers in?
Flour. Flour base.
And what are some eating utensils that you would set at each plate?
Fork, knife, spoon.
Okay. If you'd served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak.
Tenderize on it.
Utensil. Steak.
Steak knives. Steak knives.
Okay. And if dishes were all dirty, you might say, well, I must...
Wash the dishes.
And after you wash the dishes, you have to...
Dry.
Before they're done?
Rinse.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth? The rag that you use in washing dishes?
The dish rag.
Okay, and the cloth or rag you use in drying them?
Towels.
Okay, what do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use in your face?
Either a hand cloth or a face cloth.
Okay, and after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A large body towel.
Okay, and what do you use to turn on the water at the kitchen sink?
Your hand. Faucet.
Okay. And how about in the yard? Would it be called the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. This is something that nails, I think, come in and also get beer.
Keg.
And
but.
This is something that's a little bit bigger than a keg.
Barrel.
Okay, and what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Molasses. I barely do know what molasses are, but I don't know. I guess maybe a keg or a barrel.
Have you heard of a stand?
A stand meaning a stand of lard, but not a stand of molasses.
Okay. And what would you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Fundle.
Yeah. And what would you use to make your horses go faster if you're driving a buggy?
I use firecrackers myself.
And what
would
you use? A whip. All right. And if you bought fruit at the store, a grocer might put them into a
bag.
And what's it made out of?
Usually craft paper.
Okay, and do you remember how a fairly large quantity of sugar is packaged?
In a bag.
Do you know some different kinds of sacks of different sizes or names for different size sacks?
Not really.
Okay, a toe sack, what would that mean to you?
Toe sack?
Yeah.
I don't know, I seem to associate it with somebody who's got a lot of junk and they got it in a little sack, you know, and they sling it on their backs or something like that.
Okay. What would you call the bag that potatoes are shipped in?
Potato bag.
Okay. Let's see, when a light runs out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
New bulb.
Okay, and the whole thing is called a...
Fixture. Well...
Rather than just bulb, it's called a...
Light. Light bulb.
Okay. And if you carry washing out to hang it up on the line, you would carry it in a...
Probably a tub or a basket.
Okay, and this is a toy that kids used to have. Maybe they still do. It's... a circle and you have to